And then they take it out of that and then head off to the consumers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where did you used to keep potatoes or turnips in the winter?
We never did save the potatoes. We made us a bank. Dug a hole out in the ground and piled potatoes up then until it's dry and put on it and then put board on it.
Mm-hmm.
Made a bank out of it, what you call it, the storm away for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we did ours.
And they wouldn't go bad at all?
Mm-hmm. They'd sprout in there because heat accumulated in there. You know. That's the way we used to store our potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Say if, you take cotton or corn would grow in a field. What about something smaller than a field? Say tobacco. Did you ever raise tobacco?
No, we didn't, because we didn't have back then. But after the tobacco come into Taylor and Madison and all these counties, we raised some.
Uh-huh.
But not till then. All these back years, my dad just planted cotton and peanuts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What would the peanuts grow in? Would you call that a field? Or?
Yes, it was a field. All right, so about 20, 25 acres, I think you'd call it a field.
Uh-huh.
See, we planted them for the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have the hog, we'd turn them in, then they'd root them and get fat, and then we'd kill them or carry some to the market or kill them as wonderful, and then put them in the smokehouse and
mm-hmm.
eat them.
Do you ever hear the peanuts being called anything else, old-fashioned name for that?
No, I don't think
penders
that.
Penders or
good. Well, yeah, some people says penders, but I've always thought peanuts.
Uh-huh. When you raised tobacco, though, what did you call that? Did you call it a field, or was it?
Just tobacco is all I know. We got that's all I've ever heard of name was just tobacco.
Yeah, did you say you planted a field of tobacco?
We just planted so many acres. There's allotment of tobacco. That's why you got
uh-huh.
to plant tobacco, is allotment. You see now, allotment could be 2 acres and so many tenths, or it could be 3 acres and so many tenths, is what an allotment was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that went.
What about sweet potatoes?
You can plant all you want of them, yeah.
Would you call that a field, or?
No, you just plant one row of potatoes.
Huh? What would that be called?
I wouldn't know, just a row. That's all. I wouldn't know where it would be enough to be called enough.
Huh?
But we used to plant about an acre of them, you know, and then store them up.
Let's think about the word patch.
Yeah, we call them patches.
What's a patch now? What grows in a patch?
Oh, potato patch. We had potatoes and we called it patch potatoes. That's the way we did they back then. I don't know what they call. I don't even know where they're raising them.
Huh? The patch is smaller than a field?
Oh, yes. It just might be a half acre. It might be an acre.
Uh-huh.
Or a potato. You say, that's my patch of potatoes out there.
Okay.
That's the way that used to go. I don't know what they do now.
Uh-huh.
People may not. Well, people don't raise cane or potatoes or nothing like that like they used to. Huh?
Cane used to grow in patch.
Oh, yeah. Patch of cane.
Uh-huh.
We've had 2-3 acres in a patch.
What would people raise cane for?
Make syrup. Yeah, we grind it and make syrup, cook it and make syrup out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We and my husband used to make, I don't know how many acres we'd have in the plant, and we'd grind it and make syrup, and by the time we get it all made up, we wouldn't have none. We'd have it all sold and stuff. They bite them as fast as we can make it.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest boy, he just made it. And my husband, he worked in the woods. And he'd test it, he'd put some out there on the boards. We had a board that bring it from the kettle into the trough, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the syrup. And he'd get on the board and he'd take his finger like that, see if it was syrup and thick enough. And I'm going to tell you now, he made some good syrup. He didn't want it thin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he tested with his fang. We made, I don't know, the gallons every year. But now we ain't had none in the room.
What if you let syrup get real thick? Do you still call it syrup? Or?
Mm-hmm. Some of them, when you get made too thick, calls it molasses.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of long sweetening or short sweetening for syrup and molasses?
No, I ain't know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.